the consequences of his mistakes. I am speaking to some people here now. There were certain mistakes in time past you made, and the devil is using you to tie your destiny. He's telling you can't get a child because you committed an abortion. He's telling you you can't do this or that because you did that. You made some mistakes in time past, and the devil is using it against your destiny. But I have an anointing from the Lord to tell you both the mistake and the consequences are wiped out forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If I stop here tonight, I have already preached. I have already preached. Anything the devil say you will not be able to achieve because you made a mistake, tell the devil, devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should repent. If he has said it, he will do it. If he has spoken it, he will make it good. Somebody shout yes. Help me tell three people by your side. Say, that thing can be corrected. That thing can be corrected. Take your seat. From today, that mistake shall no longer trouble your mind. I'm not speaking to everybody here this morning. I said that error, that fault of yours that Satan has been using against your life, it shall no longer be an issue in your life. It shall no longer be an issue in your destiny. It shall no longer be an issue against your career. In the name of Jesus. I don't know of anybody seated here tonight who have never made a mistake before. Anybody? Neil. Neil. You know, you have heard this thing before. They said, if you made the mistake, you have to live with it. Somebody shout, lie. Lies. Jonah made a mistake. God told him to go and preach to Nineveh. He diverted and was going another direction. Until the ship began to rock and Jonah was thrown inside the water. Onyelebe kawo adomeyi. Mmaino. Mmaino. Onyelebe kawo adomeyi. Mmaino. Mmaino. Who is like unto you, God Almighty? There is no one, no one, no, who is like unto you, God Almighty. No one else, there is none. The same God that Jonah offended prepared a fish. The Bible says God prepared a fish to accommodate Jonah. You have seen nothing yet. He swallowed Jonah. And God commanded the fish, don't digest him. You are only to serve as a Fishipian airline. Just take him to Nineveh. Full stop. When Jonah arrived Nineveh, God caused the fish to have indigestion. He vomited. God commanded him to fever, malaria caught the fish. Jonah landed at the place where he was running away from. Yet he made a mistake. God said, go and preach now. He said, yes, sir. Jonah finished his assignment, yet he made a mistake. In the New Testament, Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth and resurrect. The mistake of Jonah became a message. Are you hearing me? That Jonah made a mistake, eventually it was turned around, that that mistake even was for good, because it served like a shadow of the resurrection. In case you don't understand what it means to be in the earth and resurrect, refer back to Jonah. You know what that means to you? There is a mistake you made that is about to be turned into a miracle. There is a mistake in the life of somebody that is turning into a message. If you are that one, lift your hand, shout yes! Sit down, let me round up.
There is a mistake. The consequence is going. As you walk out of here, the consequence walks out of your life.
In the name of Jesus. He said, the first thing that the witch and the wizards do is they put people in holes. Somebody say hole. Say it in your language. So that you can understand. What is it?
Yeah.
You know what it means for the enemy to put a person in a hole? It is to be squeezed into a space that is below your size. There are so many lives that have been put inside holes. Squeezed like you squeeze orange. Squeezed into a space that is below your size. It's to be forced into a place that you are bigger than. You know what it means to be in a home? A man with a PhD, with 7 to 10 years post-PhD qualification. If he's 10 years post-PhD, he is qualified to be a professor. But 10 years post-PhD, he is in the civil service on level 10. That is what? A hole. They put him inside a hole. A man serving his junior in qualification, junior in experience, in the office, they put you under him. It is what? A hole. You are placed in a position that is lower than your qualification. A position lower, your qualification is higher than the position. That is what? A hole. You are getting results that is lower than your anointing. You have more anointing than your results. It's what? A hole. Young lady went through her university education, dedicated to God, committed to God, is serving the Lord in all dedication. You know the kind of people that want to marry her? Unbeliever, smoker, mechanic. You see, he said, please ask him, can I marry you? He's looking for who to marry her. It is those kind of people that Satan is sending her way. It is what? A hole. But tonight, the fire of the Holy Ghost is going to devour that hole and release you out of the hole. Somebody shout yes! In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, every hole that Satan put you, I release the forces of heaven to pull you out of the hole in the name of Jesus. The position you belong, that position You shall be located there in the name of Jesus. Help me tell somebody, I'm coming out of the hole. I'm coming out of the hole. I'm coming out of the hole. I am coming out of the hole. I am coming out of the hole. There are some of you here, you are inside some homes. Seven people living in one kitchen at Karimu. That is what? The home. Somebody shout fire! Holy Ghost! That hole where you are staying now, I command it to reject you. In the name of Jesus, I command it to reject you. I command it to release you to where you belong. In the name of Jesus. And after tonight, I close the hole. That amen is still paralyzed. I said the hole is hereby closed in Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm coming out, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. Anywhere you, any position you find yourself in life and you don't have breathing space, is what? No breathing space. Everything is tight. Come to church, no money for kada. Even if it was bicycle, no money to climb it. It's a hole. No money to eat. So you decided to fast. It's a hole. It's a hole. You are calling your junior brothers uncle because of lack of resources. It's a hole. Kid sisters, auntie, because of lack of resources. It's a hole. No breathing space. It's a hole. Everybody knows your identity. It's a hole. But if I be a man of God, tonight, you are on your way out of that hole. You are on your way out of that hole. You are on your way out of that hole. Somebody give the Lord a turn around. Hallelujah. There is a turn around in your life. A turn around in your marriage. A turn around in your resources. Somebody shout yes. Hi. From this church, you will give people ride in your four-wheel drive out of here. You will become an evidence of God's goodness, of God's wealth, of God's prosperity. You will be an evidence that the power of God is superior to the power of witches and wizards. Somebody shout, yes! I say that again. You will be an evidence that the power of God is superior, is stronger than the power of witches and wizards. Anybody believe that? Shout, I believe. So what I'm here tonight, take your seat. It's why I am here tonight. So you can come out of the hole. One man was a pilot, but he was in a hole. Him and his wife had only one pot in the house, one cooking pot. Is that a hole or not? Everything was cooked inside the pot. Water is boiled inside, rice is cooked inside, garri is dog soup. One pot. commercial pilot. Until God changed his story. God pulled him out of the hole.
And today, he's giving people aircraft free of charge.
You
are coming out.
One man was so poor that he had to be cleaning apartments before he eats. Cleaning departmental stores. He was in a hole for almost 10 years or thereabouts.
God pulled him out.
One day he was flying across the building where he used to clean in his private aircraft. And he lowered the aircraft so he can take a look. Am I the one who used to clean that place? Am I the one up like this?
He said, oh. And he came out.
If I'm here tonight and I have preached to one person, I am all right. You are looking for where to live. And in a short time from now, you shall be the owner of an estate where people shall come and live in. Somebody believe that, shout fire!
Take your seat because I need to round up this.
Anybody believe he's coming out of the hole? Even your dress will begin to reject you. The ones that are so identified with you that when people see you, they know you without looking at your face. It will say, I am tired of you. And it will make room for new ones. You are coming out.
You are coming out.
You are coming out.
You are coming out.
You are coming out in the name of Jesus. You know, is it the 50 now, the 60? Number 5. It says, they are hid. Somebody say, hide. They are hid. You know, there are some people the devil has hidden them. Witches and wizards and forces of darkness, they have the ability to hide person. You are around, but you cannot be seen. I don't know if somebody is here tonight. The husband that God planned to marry you is passing you, he didn't see you. Their life, like we used to say, has been arranged out of sight. Out of sight. Out of sight. I have seen people before that the power of God has broken the powers of darkness in their life. And somebody look at them and say, where have you been? Say, I have been around. They have been hid. Arranged out of sight. Favor is coming for them. Favor couldn't find them. They have been hid, arranged, out of sight. When they arrive at an interview, who the first interviewer is seeing is different from who they are. Somebody shout to hell with the devil. This young man got angry, and I like it. Are you following what I'm saying? He's approaching all manner of ladies. They say no, no, no. Because they can't see him. He's hid. Two young men, one man and a woman, they married different people before they realized that they should have married each other. They married different people. Man married another woman. Woman married another husband. Later on, they realized they should have married other. After they have married other people, they are still coming back to each other. They were hid, arranged, out of sight. The devil is wicked. That is why God says witches should not live. They are wicked. That is why God says wizards should not live. But I am not here to celebrate the wickedness of Satan. I am here to celebrate
Sister, stand up. This daughter of God is a testimony. For years, the enemy is your husband around. The enemy afflicted this daughter of God. She's from the southern part of this country. Cross River, Akwa Ibom side. Akwa Ibom. You know that that place is an Air Force base. Midnight Air Force. She nearly died at Garki Hospital. Giving birth to a second child outside of wedlock. She's not embarrassed. She's not, I know her. And she was nearly killed. We went to that hospital to lay hands on her so she doesn't die. And to drag her from the jaws of Satan. We had to pay hospital bill. We had to do everything. Physically, spiritually, and otherwise. No husband, no job, nothing. But God rescued her out of the jaws of Satan and gave her a man to marry her. I joined their wedding in this church about 3 years ago. And they have a child or two now. She's not asking church for money, she can't. She has built her own house. She built her house before she got married. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? She was arranged out of sight, irrelevant. Nobody cared for her until God. Lift up your hand because you are moving to another phase. Oh. I am not speaking theory here this morning. I am telling you reality. I am telling you the things I have seen, the things I have handled, the things I have touched. Listen to me, this is your word. Every hiding place where the devil has kept you, today the light of God is shining upon you and bringing you out of darkness. Lift your hands, shout yes! You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You have been hidden from your husband. They hid you from your wife. They hid you from your job. They hid you from your favor. They hid you from your promotion. They hid you from your relevance. They hid you from your impact. But I stand to declare to you, no more! No more! Somebody shout, I am coming out! Just walk like you are coming out. Just move like you are coming out. Now it's okay, stop there. Tell three people by your side, tell them, I cannot be healed any longer. 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 Sister, 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 you shall be located. The man who loves you, who values you, who respects you, who is not going to abuse you, who is not going to use you, who is not going to molest you, that man shall locate you in the name of Jesus. My dear brothers, that woman that will respect you, that will submit to you, that will love you, that employment that belongs to you, that favor that is your own, in the name of Jesus, they shall locate you. They shall connect with you. If you believe that, shout yes! After this meeting, something will happen. Somebody will begin to look for you. People will begin to look for you. And they will tell you, we have been looking for you.
they will tell you, where have you been all this while? Somebody shout, fire, yeah, 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 yeah. For years, I had the anointing of God on my life, but I was hid. I was hid. Fire bottled in my bowels. I was hid for years and years. I've been to a church before, and the pastor is preaching. I couldn't hear nothing. I couldn't hear nothing. In the midst of service, Lord, forgive me. I carried my Bible. I'm not hearing nothing. Why can't this man preach to me? Why is he playing with that passage? There is more to that passage than what he's saying. Fire bottle! Fire bottle! For years! Now all of a sudden, God said, come out of your hiding. Enough is enough. And here am I. And I am on my way. I can tell you with all due humility, there is no man of God, no matter how big in this world, that I want to see, that I can't see. Not one. Are you following me? You say, I don't know Ben Hill. I know Reinhard Bonnke. But Reinhard Bonnke and Ben Hill are like this. I don't know T.D. Jakes. I know Odulele. I know Paul Adefarasin. I know many others. Eh? You say, come out of hiding. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, who God made you to be in this generation, you shall be it. You shall be it. You shall be it. Lift your hands, shouting, yes! They didn't promote you because they didn't see you. You know, when you are in the hiding, people forget you. I don't know if anybody is understanding me. Have you ever seen one of your big uncles say, I just forgot. I really forgot. Say, uncle, do you remember me at all? So I'm sorry. Relation abroad, relation. Do you remember me? Oh, I'm sorry. People forget you. Many of you looking at me here, when you say, everybody is ignoring me, don't blame them too much. There may have been some spiritual forces that hid you. People will pass by you and not greet you, look as if they are rude or ignoring you. It's not too much their fault. A lot of times there has been a spiritual cover that hid you from their view. Am I speaking to anybody here? But I want to advertise to you that tonight is the end of that experience. Tonight is the end of that experience. Tonight is the end of that experience. Lift your voice, shout yes! Everybody be on your feet. I think I really have to stop here. Everybody be on your feet. Arrest. Restore. Arrest. Restore. Destroy. Arrest. Restore. Destroy. Arrest. Tonight, we shall arrest every witch and restore every destiny and destroy every witch. Your days of imprisonment. Imprisonment is bondage. That's the final thing. Imprisonment, they are in prison. Bondage, limitation. Don't cross a certain level. You know the perimeters of a prisoner, his freedom is limited. You can go so far, but don't go too much. Hello? There are many of you looking at me here. You come from families where people rise up and crash down. They can touch millions, but they begin to beg tomorrow. How many of you are from that kind of place? Tonight is your night of deliverance. There are many of us who just begin to hit a wall. No matter how hard you try, you just hit a wall and come back. There was a time I was like that, even in the anointing. I couldn't cross a certain level. And I said, no way! I must press through this level. I couldn't cross a certain level. And I said, no, I must cross it. It's a spiritual form of imprisonment. Don't go beyond a certain level. Don't be higher than your father. And since your father has a bicycle, even if you have a motorcycle, you have tried. Somebody shout, the devil is a liar. Shout it louder, say the devil is a liar. Shout it louder, say the devil is a liar. Is there anybody that is sufficiently angry tonight? Anybody sufficiently angry tonight? One pastor met me, he said, pray for me. The pastor up to 1,000 people, and the church crashed down to zero. No church. He said, pray for me. This thing happened to my father. See, my father is not a pastor, but he will rise and crash. Uncles rise, crash. Everybody rise and crash. He said, pray for me. He said, this is my child fight. He said, I'm battling it. And I told him, battle it. It is conquerable. Somebody, it's a spiritual imprisonment. But Obasanjo came out of prison and became the president of Nigeria. Am I speaking to somebody here? He came out of prison. I was privileged to be serving as a medical doctor in that prison at that time. I saw him as a prisoner. I attended to him. The man of South Africa, what is his name? Nelson Mandela. He was 27 years in prison and he came out. I don't know for how many years you and your family have been tied into the prison, but today you are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout fire! You are coming out of the prison. You are coming out of the hiding place. You are coming out of the hole. You are coming out of the snare. What else are you coming out of? From the hole, from the snare? From the prison, from what else? Huh? There are 6 things I mentioned, one by one. Hiding, I have mentioned it. From the hole, from the limitation. The first thing I mentioned was what? You are coming out, you are being restored from everything they robbed you of. Second thing is what? Spoiled. You are being restored out of that spoiled situation. The third one is what? Snare. Fourth one is what? Hole. Fifth one is what? Hiding, obscurity. And the last one is what? From obscurity. Nobody knew you before. And in a short time from now, nobody can claim that they don't know you. That is how it shall be. And so, we have collected our things back from the witch. What is the next thing to do to it? Do you want them to remain alive? Hmm?
Do you know why God killed Pharaoh? If you don't know, let me tell you. One of the reasons why God killed Pharaoh is because oppressors don't release the oppressed as long as they are alive. They keep coming back. When political slavery was destroyed in America, economic slavery continued. The oppressor does not voluntarily release the oppressed, except he is not alive. The blacks were free by mouth, but no money in their pocket. So they had to return back to their former slave masters to ask to work and still continue to be paid. So God said, if Pharaoh is alive, these people's captivity will be contended. Their freedom will be contended. The only way to ensure that they are free is let Pharaoh die. Am I speaking? Everybody be on your feet, if you can, be on your feet. Except if you are obviously pregnant. Even if you are pregnant and it's not obvious, you can be on your feet. Are we together? Warriors, don't sit in the war front. Stand on your feet! Everybody sitting by your side, pull them up. Somebody shout, destroy! Shout it louder, destroy! Let me say two things and then we'll proceed in action. There are some wicked people that can change. Very few. Few. Maybe 1%. For example, the thief on the right side. The thief, remember the thief on the cross? He said, Master, remember me. Jesus said, I remember you. The sorcerer in Acts chapter 8, what is his name? Simon Bar Jesus. You know the meaning of Bar Jesus in house? Simon Bar Jesus. He decided to give his life to Jesus. He acquired Jesus. He repented for a while. His repentance was not long. When he saw the manifestation of the power of God, he gave them money. He said, please give me this power with this money. Peter said, your money die with yourself. I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the valley of iniquity. As Peter began to curse him, and then he said, pray for me, let these things not come upon me. But it was not written that Peter reversed the prayer. Sila. All the other witches and wizards, they are people the Bible calls vessels of wrath, fit for destruction. They have no capacity to change. Tonight, those that can repent out of them, let them repent in a hurry. Those that God knows will not repent, because God knows everything. Those he knows are in covenant with Satan. They have agreed with hell. Those ones, if they live, more people will die in this Christmas period. Are you hearing me? If they live, they will put stone on the road. People will die in this Christmas. If they are alive, your liberty that we are just establishing by God's power now becomes in question. Tonight, every witch, every wizard, every necromancer, every stargazer, every witch, every wizard, that says you should not survive, that says you should not enter your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I command them to die. As long as they are alive, you are not at rest. As long as they are alive, you do not see your future. We have prayed for them tire, for them to change, and they refuse to change. Tonight is the final prayer. We command them to be cut off. We command them to be cut off in the name of Jesus. When I say every witch, wizard, necromancer after your destiny, in the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, die. In the name of Jesus, die. Are you ready? It is written, suffer not the witch to live. It is written, everyone that is a witch or a wizard, a necromancer, or everyone that has a familiar spirit shall not be permitted to survive in your land. Therefore, I stand here by the mandate of heaven, by the authority of God. Every witch, every wizard, every necromancer, every stargazer, every diabolic manipulator, every man possessed with familiar spirits that is after your life, after your destiny, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and begin to appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Go ahead, appreciate Him. Voice, lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate Him for tonight. Go ahead, appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Go on ahead and appreciate Him. Appreciate Him, appreciate Him, appreciate Him. And speak and appreciate Him. Appreciate Him.
appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Let's give him the clap of praise this night. You believe that something is happening to you, happening to your life? In Jesus' name. Just 1 minute, man of God. I just perceived in the spirit just now, there is somebody, your certificates, your CV, things just missed out of your room mysteriously. Certificate containing documents and several things. Nobody, you can't point at anybody who stole it. Nothing else was taken. The door was not broken. It was mysteriously stolen. It is a witchcraft attack. They stole it to hide your destiny. But after tonight, the way it mysteriously disappeared, in the same way, it shall mysteriously reappear. In the name of Jesus. And there are some things in your life that disappeared like that. They are going to reappear. That amen is not correct. Drop your hand. Is there anybody who identifies with that word? You identify with it. Your certificates and things mysteriously disappear from your room. I thought I was talking to only one person. Okay, lift your hand. It disappeared, it disappeared, it disappeared, it disappeared. Remember where you are. You just lift your hand. Right now, by the authority of Jesus, it is now restored. Now, every other person, lift your hand. Anything that mysteriously left your possession, by the same anointing that restored this, by that same anointing, it is restored in the name of Jesus. We are going to take a few minutes of aggressive, brutal celebration. What is that called? Aggressive, brutal. Dance like you are killing a witch. Like you are matching the head of a devil. And then we will go and establish everything we just preached. But before then, just take your seat. Take your seat.
Hallelujah. Somebody excited in God's presence here this morning, I say hallelujah. You know that your victory is already established. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'd like you tonight to package a funeral service offering. Because